Ben was saying that we've gone into radio mode with these latest boos.
Yeah. We're only doing short periods of speaking.
The last couple of ones have only been about 3 minutes, but they've been 3 minutes of solid gold.
Yeah.
They've been awesome. Fucking awesome. See, I've had
to swear now. Maybe that'll release the rest of it.
That's the one key difference between the boos and between the, or whatever they are, the audio, online audio and the radio shows. I'm allowed to swear. That felt good.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Would you like to pick a topic?
I would. I would very much so. That one. Okay. Right.
There's been a theme so far.
There has. Maybe will this follow the same theme, if I can open the thing?
Furby! But the E hasn't got a...
It's a Furbic, really. The bottom of the E has been cut off.
Oh, dear. I was so tired when I wrote these, I forgot to put the end on the E. It's not good,
wow.
Is it? Or maybe brilliant. I considered, you know, just to paint a picture, there are lines on these sheets of paper, and there is a line where the top
Oh, yeah. The line on the paper is in the middle of the E.
In the middle of the C, which could be an E. Yeah.
All right.
I mean it to be Furby. I've never kept a Furby in my life.
So I'm missing out on one of the great annoyances of the 21st century.
I mean, I'm interested in how it works with a Furby. Do you have to grow it up? Do you have to sort of nurture it like it's a baby? Or?
I don't know. They just sit in the corner and yelp at you for hours on end.
Right, that's their thing.
You can even take the batteries out of them and they still keep going and going and going and going and never shutting up, and they're horrible things.
So you had a Furby and your sister had a Furby?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, evil
now,
things.
Now, are the Furbies friends? Do they talk to each other?
They have done, yes. They do speak to each other.
Yes, well, if you lock them in a room together, then can they just keep each other happy? You don't have to tend to them anymore?
Sort of, but you have to feed them. Yeah.
What? You have to feed a Furby?
Yeah.
What the fuck
they
do
get
you
hungry.
Feed it?
Eat nothing. You just sort of poke its tongue with your finger, and it'll
They sort of nibble at your finger.
Oh, in that way.
Strange.
Yeah, there's bizarre things.
Weird. Yeah. And you never get any... So, like, what if you want to go to bed? Are they still yelping at you?
Yeah, they're still going. Oh, yeah, they have no concept of time.
I saw the little baby Furbies.
Yeah.
And with those ones, if you threw them in the air, they sort of went, whee!
Wow. Mm. Oh, yeah, no, I think the big ones did that as well.
Oh, did the big ones as well?
Yeah. Except they didn't really go, whee! They just went, oh, God, I'm feeling sick.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, why can't you just stop it?
Yeah.
So what colour was your Furby?
Sort of a grey and black camouflage colour.
Ah, see, it's a man Furby. The thing is, a Furby is quite a feminine thing to have.
It is, yeah.
Let's face it. Yeah. But they tried to make them a bit more masculine.
Yeah.
Like gothic ones and things like that.
And maybe they do appeal to the female market.
Yeah.
Just because they don't shut up.
So why did you get one?
I don't know.
Or was it bought for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
you've got excuses.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were young.
I was young.
You were foolish.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But you have no desire to plug your Furby in again.
No. No, I've no desire to bring that thing back to life. It's like a gremlin. only if you feed it.
Well, one day, you know, you could waste a day feeding your Furby. He's probably pretty pissed off with you now because you haven't fed him for about six years.
Well, no, he's dead, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's all right then.